Learning Masech Nesmigil Daf Hey Midays. The Mara brings Amar Ablazim Rabbeisha Rebbe Nata Netiya B'Purim. Rebbe planted a tree on Purim. V'rachetz B'Kroinish L'Tzipari B'Shevasa B'Tamas. And he washed, he went to the Merchatz in the Yom HaShuk of Tzipari in Shevasa B'Tamas to show that it's mutter to be Rechetz in Shevasa B'Tamas. So Taisus, the Maskel V'rachetz B'Kroinish L'Tzipari, asked the following question. He says, why does it say that he went to be Rechitz? He could have eaten also. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that we have the Dalet Tzaymais, Tzaym Revi, Tzaym HaChamishi, Tzaym HaShivi, and Tzaym HaSiri. Tzaym Revi means the Tzaym of the fourth month, Tammuz, Yitzayim B'Tammuz. Tzaym HaChamishi, the Tzaym of the fifth month of Tisha B'Av. Tzaym HaShivi, the Tzaym of the seventh month, Tishrei, Tzaym Gedalia. And Tzaym HaSiri, the Tzaym of the 10th month Teves, which is Asara B'Teves. It says it called the Tzaym, and it says it called Sasim V'Simcha. It says Tzaym Revi, Tzaym HaChamishi, Tzaym HaShvi, Tzaym HaSiri, Yiyu LeBeis Yisrael, Sasim L'Simcha. So the Gemara explains that when there's Shalim, which means there's a Beis HaMikdash, then it's Sasim V'Simcha. When there's Tzara, when there's a Xeris Shman, a Xeris on the Yidin, then it's Tzaym, then you have to fast. But if ain't tzarev, ain't shalom, ratzu misanim, ratzu ain't misanim. When there's no tzarev, no shalom, so if you want, you can fast. If you don't want, you don't fast. So Taisus asks Akasha, so what's the pshat that Rebbe was rechitz? He could have also eaten. So Taisus answers, the eish leima kevin de kiblu kvar v'seinu l'atzma mistama gam heim kibluhu. Since our fathers were mekabel the tainus on themselves, mistama by Rebbe's time also they were mekabel the tainus. And that's why he didn't eat. At Kandalashin of Taisus. So the Taz, Simitavkov Nunsevkan Beis, asks the following question. There the Shulchan Aruch says that Tisha B'Av has a chaymer of the other three taniyos. The Tisha B'Av has two chaymer, really. One is that Tisha B'Av is for 24 hours. You have to stop eating Mibayid Yom before Tisha B'Av starts. As opposed to the other ones, the Issa is only the day but not the night. And also Tisha B'Av is also in all five inum. Achil Ashtiyah, Sicha, Rechitza, Nilas, Sandal, and Tashem Shemitah. And the other Taniyas are only Asa, Achila, and Shtia. So if the other Taniyas are not Asa, Berechitza, so why was Taisus asking Akasha? What's Beklav Shadi says? So what's the Chiddush that Rebbe was Rechitz on Yitzayim B'Tamuz? There's no Asa, Rechitza. Why does he want to say it was Rechitz? Elamai, maybe that's what the Gemara Guf is being Mechadish. To tell you that there's no Asa, Rechitza on Yitzayim B'Tamuz. If so, so what's Taisus Kasha? Today's kasha was he could have eaten because Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ei Masanim. Well, maybe he was Ratzu Masanim, but he wanted to show, even if you are keeping the fast of Shavuos B'Tamuz, the fast of Shavuos B'Tamuz, even if you're Ratzu, even if you do want to keep it, but it's only eating. There's no Asur Rechitza. So what's today's kasha? Today's kasha is, why did he be Rechitz? He could have eaten also. He was Rechitz because there's no Asur Rechitza. He didn't eat because he was Ratzu Masanim, but the Tainus doesn't include Rechitza. As a fact, the Taz. And for the Taz, the Beis Yosef brought from the Ramban, that from the Ikat HaKanis Nevi'im, all the Dalet Tzaymis, the Tzaym Revi, Tzaym Chamishi, Tzaym Hashvi, Tzaym Asiri, whether it's Yitzayim B'Tamuz, Tzaym Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, they all have the same Dina Mr. Shabbat. There's one word, Tzaym. They're all the same thing. All of them you have to stop me by Yom, and all of them are Asir Nechitza, Sikha, Nilsa, Sandat, Hashemita, like Tishabav. The Pasuk puts them all together. And the Ramban brings Rayas, the Ramban brings the Raya because you see the Tainus by Geshamim was all these Chumras. So why would the Tanias of the Nevi'im be different than the Tainus of Geshamim? And he also brings that the Gemara brings the Raya from Esther, they shouldn't eat Shleishas Yom Laila V'Yayim, they imafsik mi Beid Yayim, Vaisis Tisha B'Avef Timafsik Beid Yayim. What's the Raya from Tainus Esther? Vaisis the Raya to all Tanias. That's what the Ramban says. So how come we don't do all the Chumras by other Tanias? Because the Gemara says Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ei Masanim. The Gemara says that the other Taniyas are Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ei Masanim, but Tisha B'Av not, because it's Huchbulu by Tzaris. Tisha B'Av has double Tzaris, had both Beis HaMikdash destroyed, so you don't have Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ei Masanim. Now since the other Taniyas are Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ei Masanim, so Amela, that's what they wanted. They didn't want to keep all the Chumras, but the Ikat HaKana was to keep all the Chumras. So Zot Taz then explains the Gemara and the Taisus. Before Rabbi, they would keep all the chumras of all the taniyos. Rebbe came along and was mevatel the tainus. He did a ratzu ein masanim. he made a loy ratzu, so there's no tainus. So Mela, that's why he was matir rechitza, that's a big kiddush. And Taisus says, but if you're doing a loy ratzu, so why not be matir achila as well? Now the Rishayim will bring the Ramban. The Chiddush Yeridva here brings the Ramban. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah and after Chesem Abayz brings the Ramban. And the guy in there, the Biagros, also maskim Gansin to the Ramban and to the Taz's Pshat. And he says a little bit more. He's Meisef a Shtarka Nekuda. He says that from the time of Churban Bayisheni until the times of Rebbe, there was Tsaris. It was a, the Gemara there says, when there's Tsaris, then you mechoyev to fast. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, then it's Tsasim V'Simcha. When there's no Tsaris and no Beis HaMikdash, then you have Ratzim V'Sanim, Ratzim V'Sanim. Now the Ramban also reads us that Ratzim V'Sanim, Ratzim V'Sanim is not an individual choice. Not up to the individual. It's up to Klal Yisrael. If Rav Klal Yisrael wants to fast, everybody has to fast. If Rav Klal Yisrael doesn't want to fast, then nobody has to fast. It's totally in Klal Yisrael. So the Gaon says that Rebbe was the first time they reached the matzav of Ein Shalom Vein Tzara. So Mel is very good. Rebbe was Klal Yisrael. Rebbe was the bezin of Klal Yisrael. There was a decision now being made in the times of Rebbe. What are we doing about these taniyas? We know the halacha is that when this tzara, this sign. So till now, there was tzara. So till now, we had to fast for 24 hours and do all five inuyim for 24 hours. But now it's Ein Shalom Vein Tzara. There's no Beis HaMikdash. But on the other hand, there's no tzaris. So Rebbe said, "Ah, oh, it's Lai Ratzu. I'm gonna wash in the Kranish Shel Tziferi to show this." In fact, Taisus Akasha, so why don't we eat? And for Taisus, why don't we eat? We're not keeping the tainus, like we said from the Ramban, and we're saying Taisus is masking to that. That if we would keep the tainus of the Ratzu Masayim, we'd have to fast for 24 hours with all five Inuyim. So we're not keeping the tainus. So why taka do we fast anything? Teretz is. It's a minig. Kablu aviseinu. There was a Kabbalah. The Klal Yisrael decided they're going to fast. Akapanim, they're not going to be do achila v'shtia, at least by day. So Zakta, that's what Rebbe also did. Rebbe also wanted to fast that day. That's this extra thing, that's a Kabbalah. Kabbalah the Gipshan in the Sugya. So Taisus and the Taz, the way he reads it nice, is Mashma, and the Mashma is also Mashma that way, that really they'll mevatel the Tainus altogether. Really, the Takanis Nevi'im of the Tainus, which is Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, Klal Yisrael decided Loi Ratzu. And male, there is no tainus. How can we take a fast? Now, it's a separate minig, also Kabbalah. The Ramban, when he reads this ice, the Ramban says that Akshak Kvar Ratzu V'Nogul Asanzu Kiblem Fich Asal Yachal Lifritz Behen. He says it's a Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, and that's totally in Rav Yisrael. And it sounds from the Ramban that what we're doing is we're doing a pshara. It's not that we're a Ratzu Ein Masanim and we happen not to eat because of a Zaytig Aminik. The Ratzu Gufa decided to split it. Vices, you could be Ratzu and not Masan at all, not do any Achila Vishtia or any of the Anuyan period. You could be a Ratzu and have all the whole thing with Achila, with all five Inuyan and be Mafsing Bebeidein. You could do in the middle. You could be Aser Achila Vishtia and just by day and be Mata the other Inuyan and be Mata by night. And that's what we do. So come at an afkimina, not sure if it's an afkimina la halacha, that according to Taisus, the tainus that we do on Yitzayim Matamas and Tzayim Gedali and Aser Batevis is a minik. According to the Ramban, it's a chelik of the Takanas Nevi'im. We didn't keep the whole Takanas Nevi'im because it was Lei Ratzu, but it was Ratzu on the tainus part, so that part is akapanim part of the Takanas Nevi'im. Now Agav, the Ramban learns that Rebbe did it on Yitzayim Matamas. Because he learns that Bikash Laka Tisha B'Av means Laka Lagamri. And since Rebbe, since, and we can get to that in soon, but since there was a Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, since you see that Rebbe was Bikash Laka Tisha B'Av, where Laka Tisha B'Av, the Ramban understands, means no eating on Tisha B'Av, no fasting on Tisha B'Av Klal, eating regular on Tisha B'Av, so Kol Shekeni ate on Yitzayim B'Tamas. And when it says he was Rachatz, it's Lav Zafka, it means who did he eat? It was just that since, if you'd be keeping the tainus, you wouldn't be reichitz, he was reichitz, and who would then he ate? But Taisus, and other Rishayim, hold no, he was only reichitz. The Ridva holds even a bigger chiddush. The Ridva, if an art, brings down this thing, but he says a bigger chiddush. He says he thinks that the Rotsu Masanim, Rotsu E Masanim, Mitchila is only going on the five Inuyim, and the fact that Yamasik Baydayim. But Achila Vishtia, that there shouldn't be any semblance of tainus, that you can't do. That the Kodesh Levim didn't allow that. Taisus is saying it's a Kabbalah. Kiblu Avisenu Mestam Gamu Kiblu. The Ridva says no. The Ratzu wasn't going on that. You could be Ein Misanah, meaning you don't have to do all five Vinuyim, you don't have to be Misanah from the night. But Al Kapanim, the Achila Vishtir during the day, that was an option altogether. Vas is a big Kiddush. So come, there's three Shittas. The Ritva says it wasn't optional B'chlal, the Achila. The Ramban says it was optional, but we were Ratzu L'gabi L'Isra Achila. And Tais says, no, we were Loi Ratzu with the whole Tainis, and there was time another Kabbalah to have the Isra Achila. Now the Gemara goes further, Bikish Laka Tishabav Lehaidulai, and Tais says, the Maskul of Bikash Lakatishimav asks a kasha like this. He has two kashas. He says, kasha, what's the havvina the Rebbe wanted to be? Eike Tishimav. There's a Gemara called Eichel Vashaysu Batishimav in the Rebbe the Chamasa Shal Yushalayim. If you eat and drink on Tishimav, you're not going to see the Chamasa Yushalayim. How could Rebbe possibly have a havvina to be Eike Tishimav? Second kasha Tyson says, Ein Bezin Yachel Levatel Divin Slan can go to Menem Bechachm of the Minyan. So Tyson says two turuts. The first turut says, that he wasn't Eikert, Legami, only Michumish Yeshe Yesem Mishar Tanias. Other Tanias are only Asr Nachil Ishtia, and they're not Asr Mibaydayim. Tishabav is Asr, the five Inuyim, and it's Asr Mibaydayim. He wanted to make Tishabav similar to other Tanias. Now, how does that answer the Kasha? If the Bezdin Agavel passed in all five Inuyim, and the Bezdin Agavel said 24 hours, why would that also be called a Bittul? Just because he's keeping some of it, L'chayi being mevatel some of it. Why would that also be called the bittul of divrei bezdin chaverei? So Yishenim say, the reason why it's not a bittul is very simple. Because it says, ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. So again, just like we said by Shiva Asa B'tamas, that it was rachas b'kreinish l'tzipari because there was a ratzu of ein misanim, that was the ratzu of ein misanim, we wanted the same thing with Tishabav. Very simple. Pashtin Gemara. And why were they lehaidlai? You see, the Ridvan, the Rashba, the Red Zeis, the Gemara there is mashmada by Tishbav, you don't say Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. Only the other three Taniyas. The Gemara says Yachi Tishbav Nami, and the Gemara says Shani Tishbav, the Huchbulu Beit Tsaris. So the mashmayis of the Gemara is, in Rosh Hashanah, the Afichesim Abeis, that by Tishbav there is no Ratzu. But the Rishayim say no. It doesn't mean there's no Ratzu, it is a Ratzu. But the Pshat is by Tishbav, they decided not to take advantage of the Ratzu, because there's Huchbulu Beit Tsaris, so they wanted to keep Tishbav the way Chazal made it. But really, it was a Ratzu by Tishabav Vosim Mitzad the Ikat HaKana. So that's the Pshat. Rebbe was Ratzu Laka Tishabav, because Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. Because they said, no, it's not appropriate. It's Huchbul by Tzaris. Now, L'chayri, you could learn differently. I mean, Shainim say not the way, but L'chayri, Lulei Devarim, you could say maybe the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Taka means that there is no din of Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim by Tishabav. But that's good for the Shaka Vatari here. Rebbe was Bikish Laka Tishbav because he thought there was a din of Ratzu, and Lehaidulai means they held there wasn't a din of Ratzu, and Rebbe was Maskim. L'chayr, it's also a good pshat. But either way, it's a shtickle shver, the Lashon of Taisus. Taisus is bothered by a kasha. It's bothered by two kashas. One kasha is called Eichel V'Sheis of Tishim and Rebbe Chas V'Sheu Yishalai. The second, and that kasha is answered. He didn't want to eat, he just wanted to move out of the other chumras. That's a good kasha and a good teretz. But the second kasha that he asks, Ein bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin shechaverei gal mechach v'minyan, and he answers, he just wanted to levatel the chumris, how is that an answer? The chumris gufa bezin shechaverei. Elamai, because ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. So why did he have to say it was only the chumris? In the previous tesis, he sounded like, when it's ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim, really you can eat, it's just the kabbalah that you can't eat. So I'm not sure how to understand the tesis. But I just want to read ice, the Ramban, all the Rishayim say, this is the Teretz. And he's not being Eike Divi Bezen Shachaveri, because it's Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. But Taisus really asks another Kasha, Kol Eichel V'Sheis V'Tishabav, Ein Yerayim Chas V'Shleim. And in that, L'Chari, the Teretz is, that he didn't want to eat, he just wanted to be Eike D'Chumra. But the Ramban, like we mentioned before, held that Eike Tishabav means L'Gamri. Apparently he holds that there's no Be'etzim Halacha, it's because there's a tainus on Tishabav. If the din of Tishabav was Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim, and Klal Yisrael would decide Lay Ratzu, so then there wouldn't be a problem eating on Tishabav. Taisus seems told not the way. Taisus seems told that even without any gzera, not eating on Tishabav, Stam, Kalaycha Vashayis Tishabav, the Rebbe Chasim Shushlaim, Be'etzim, and merely answered as two kashas. One kasha is Kalaycha Vashayis Tishabav, Rebbe Chasim Shushlaim, and the second kasha is, but the Ramban, the Chayyar holds that Kol Eichel V'Sheis HaBetishav is only Nachtan that there's a Taisus. So because I'm not sure I understand the first Teretz of Taisus, if Taisus means like the Rishayim, that the reason why it's not a Bittul Divi Bezen Chaveri is because it's Tali and Ratzu. So why did he have to say that he should have said that? Why did he say he didn't want to be Eikah Legami, he just wanted it not to have a Chilat, he just wanted to be Eikah from the Chumrah of the other Taniyas? And if Taisus didn't hold that way, so why would this be an answer, even if he just wanted to be Eikah Lechumris, but Lechaya, Vaitan, that's also a bit of Divi Bas and Chaveri. It's Arachi in case. Now Taisus says the second Teretz, Inami Yeshlaim, Duratzal Eikah Mitisha, Lechaveh Biyud, Kadam Rebbechan, Ilhaya Havayasim Kavati Biyud. That he didn't want to be Eikah Tisha B'Av, he wanted to change the date. Change it to Yud. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that actually the Beis HaMikdash was mostly burnt on Yud. The fire was started on Tes, close to the evening. And then the main destruction happened on Yud. So he would have made it be Yud. And the Gemara says that the Rabbanan they held that Schule Pranuse is Adif. That the start of the fire, the start of the destruction, is a more appropriate time to make the fest. So Kipshute, this Teretz L'Chaira means that as long as you're keeping the Takana, you're just switching the date, that's not a bittul. Now, my kasha on the first Teretz was, L'Chaira, if you're lessening the Takana, that really should be a bittul. But here, you're keeping the Takana V'Kal V'Kal, you're just moving it to a different date. But the Achreinim, at the end of the Masechta, the Meretzchias, the Tferes L'Mesha, the Mayim Chaim, from the Pre-Chadish, the Rishash, they all mechaim into the same kasha, that the Gemara earlier on that Beis of an Aleph asked the Kasha that the Kfarim, the Makdimim Liyem Eknisa, so the Gemara says, Mechti Kula Anshek Nesek Delo Tekninu. These are Kedaitach, Anshek Nesek Delo Yadav Nisvav Tekninu. So how could there Rabbana be Mesakin that the Kfarim could be Makdim Tiral Fid Beis and Yid Gimel, Ha'ei Bezin Yachal Avatel Dim Bezin Chavei and Kegadam and Mechachim Aminyan. So even though they're still going to keep the full Tekanis burn, they're just going to move it to a different day. That's also called a bittul. So what's Taisus Pshat? What's Pshat in Taisus? That moving it from 9 to 10 is not a bittul. When you have the Gemara in that vase, it says clearly that moving it from Yud Dalid to Yud Alf Yud Beis in Yud Gimel is called a bittul. And the Ritva himself asks his kasha. The Ritva also asks Mamash, he asks his kasha, Taisus Yiblai Shver. That's why he likes the other Taisus. It's not a bittul because of Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ei Misanim. So on the Gillian of the Gemara, there's a teretz that says, that if Bechanan says, yeah, very awesome, kavati biyud, if I would have been there, I would have made it on the 10th, what do you mean? Had Bechanan been able to convince all the chachamim that they're wrong and he's right? If Bechanan said it, Bechanan must have known that there were plenty of chachamim then that also held it should be the 10th. But the Rav held the 9th. Where Bechanan says, that yes, there are some chachamim that held it should be the 10th, so if I would have been there, I would have been able to convince the other chachamim to agree with the Chacham that said the 10th. So, I bezai, since we see from Rabbi Yechanan that there was a machlokes if it should be the 10th or the 9th. Otherwise, Rabbi Yechanan never would have said, I would have made it the 10th. He's not going to argue on all the Chacham. Elamai was a machlokes, and there were plenty of Chacham that held the 10th, just the Rav held the 9th. So once it was a machlokes, even though it was Nikva al-Pi Rav, that's not called Ein Bezim Rishay Levatal Div Benz Gwein Kamad Mechak Vaminyan. You can make the halacha like a yachid. If you had a Bezdin earlier, they had a Machlekes, and they passed an Apirev one way, so a Bezdin afterwards could decide like the Yachin. He said it's a Mishnah in Indias, Perik Aleph Mishnehe. So in the country Chanukah Megillah from Abchayim Aaron Turchin, Simon Zion, he says that the Riven on Indias, Mamish learns the Mishnah exactly like what it says in the Gillian, that when you have a Bezdin, even if it's not Golem and a Bechachim and Minyan, but in the original Bezdin, there were a Yachid or Yechidim that held that way. So they have a right, even though the halacha was nikva basarayv, they have a right to go with the yechidim. And the Taisa Shans also says that. But what's the pshat in that? I lamaisa the bezin paskana pirayv not that way. So he brings him this gerav an interesting beer. He says like this. He says, if a bezin paskins a certain way, and they got on the chachem minyan, you can't argue on them. But if the bezin, you can't say the bezin paskin that way, because some of the bezin didn't paskin that way. So what was there? The din of Acher Am Lahata is paskin that way. Good. So we have an Acher Am Lahata in our Bezdin, which is just as important as Acher Am Lahata in their Bezdin. If the whole Bezdin held that way, so we can't argue. But if it was only the Rav, so our Rav is just as chashiv as their Rav. So that's the first pshat in Taisus, that switching a day would be called the Bittul. But that's why he brought in Rabbi Yechanan, Yilavoy Hasim Kavati Biyut, to tell you, why would Rabbi Yechanan say such a thing? It must be there were some chacham in the original Bezdin that also held Yud, So male, that's why it's not called a bittul, because you're not being mevatel the bezin, you're going basa the yechidim in the bezin. Now the Brisker Rav himself said a different shad in Tosis, because the Rambam Menuchos Marmim Perik Beis is Marich, that the din of ein bezin, yachal levatel divi bezin chaveim can go to menuchach v'minyan, was only said on takanis. For bezin made a takana, so no subsequent bezin can mevatel the takana unless they're going to menuchach v'minyan. But let's say a bezdin decided a halacha, paskin halacha, based on the midais that were nimsa misinai. They paskin the halacha. They didn't make a takana. They paskin the halacha. And then a subsequent bezdin who's not called the man of b'chachma minyan held differently. They held differently. So then they could argue on the previous bezdin. And the Rambam says, because ein lecha lebezdin shebi yamecha. B'negei a takana, the takana has a shtaka, no one can mevatel. But b'negei a hayra, a raw that a bezin makes in one dar, the next dar should make a raw the way they understand it, even though they're not as great as the previous bezin. But ein lechal shayfa biyamecha. That's what the Rambam says. Perik bezin achus mamrin. So meila zakta the takana was to make a tainus on the day of the churban. But what's called the day of the churban? That's not the takana. The takana was to make a tainus the day of the churban. We have a machlokes is what's called the day of the churban. Do you go bas arrive? That the rive of the churban happened on Yud, so male, that's the day of the churban. Or do you go by saschol? Aschol ipenu sa'adif. So that's not a tekana, that's a psak. The tekana was the day of the churban, that's a psak. So since Rebbe held differently, so he could change the psak. That's how the Brisker Rav said pshat in Tosis. So we have the kasha, that why isn't changing the day of bittul? We have the teretz of the gilyan because you're going by surah yachid. We have the teretz of the Brisker Rav, that's not being mevatel tekana, that's arguing on the psak. And arguing on the psak, you don't have to be God of Men Mechachim Minyan. And he brought from Averil, Salavechik, that Bechlal, the Takana was only Tzayim Chamishi. The Takana was it should be in Chaydesh Av. But which day of Chaydesh Av, that wasn't part of the Takana Bechlal. So male, it's Bechlal, not a bittul. Now this Yisayid is said in a lot of places. It's in the Grach HaLashas, on Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, he brings a Beis Yosef that says from the Avud Aram that if a Sar B'Tavis would come out on Shabbos, we'd fast there, because it says, Be'etzem Yom Zeh, Kamei B'Yom Mekippur. So it's a Chayav very shver. Why is a Sar B'Tavis worse than Tisha B'Av or Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, that there we don't fast on Shabbos? But the Avud Aram says, if a Sar B'Tavis would come on Shabbos, we would. Now, in our calendar, a Sar B'Tavis never could come out on Shabbos. But he says, if it could, when the Mekadosh Al-Piriya came out on Shabbos, they would fast on Shabbos. So what's the pshat in that? So the Reb Chaim says like this, the reason why, Be'etzim, if a fast would come out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. So the Tanis Chalayim, you fast on Shabbos. Why? Because if the fast is B'dafka on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. So how come, by Tisha B'Av and Shiva sometimes you don't fast on Shabbos? Because it is your side, that the same Revi wasn't said for a specific day. Same review was said something in the fourth month. So if it comes in on Shabbos, it's not a bittul to the fast if you fast a different day. And the same thing, same Chamishi, and the same thing, same Shvi. But same Asiri, Teves, then is the din of Ve'etzim Yom Zeh, it says specifically for Asar B'Teves. If it's specifically for Asar B'Teves, then you have to fast even on Shabbos. Now the Emes is, I saw this Teretz, really the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, to answer another Kasha. Because there's a big problem in Rosh Hashanah. It says that what's Tzayim HaRevi is Tes Tammuz, the ninth day of Tammuz. Because the Pesukim in Malachim say in the ninth day of Tammuz the city was broken into. So the Gemara in Tainus asks the Kasha, why do we fast on Yitzayim B'Tammuz if the Pasuk says the ninth day of Tammuz? So the Gemara says Bayis Rishon was the ninth day of Tammuz, Bayis Sheni was the 70th day of Tammuz. So the Ritva there on Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Yeches asks, so how can we change it though? The Nevi'im made it fast on the ninth day of Tammuz because the city was broken into on that day. So even though by Bayin Sheni the city was broken into Yizayim B'Tammuz, why are we changing the fast? The fast in Nevi'im was the ninth day of Tammuz. How do we manage to change it to the 17th day of Tammuz? Just because a new event happened on the 7th day of Tammuz, so we change the family, we should fast both days. But what's the pshat? So the Dvar is Marich about this question. He says other Turutzim. But one of the Turutzim he says is that it's the fast was only on the Chaydish, same Revi, but not which day of the Chaydish. As I said to Ritva, so Mamish is, he says, you're ready in the Shayin, also in the Teshvats, Chelik Bey, Sim, Mei Shayin Alf, he also says this Teretz. He's Mechavim to Ritva. And the Milchus Chinuch also says it's Sora to answer the same kasha of Yitzayim B'Tamas, and also to answer where Be'echon amend. Be'echon says, if I were there, I would have made it on Yud Bav. What do you mean? The Nevi'im made it on Tisha B'Av. Teretz says, they didn't make it specifically on any day. So Mela, that's why you could change it to Yud Bav. And that's why the Milchus Chinuch explains why we don't fast 2 days on Tzveikah D'Yayma. Because really, there's a kiyum of the Tainus as long as it's in that month. So these are three pshatim in Taisus, why changing the day is not called a bittul, either because there were yechidim on the bez and the held that way, or because stam, it's not a shayel in takana, it's a shayel in psak, or bechlal, it's not a bittul, because which day, it doesn't go around in the takana, just the month. Okay, one more small ara on the next gemara. The gemara wanted to say, the gemara said that he was rachas b'kredish l'sefarish l'sefetam is a bikish lakha tishabav, and then the gemara says, loy kachaya. Because Tishabav Shechal Yisach Shabbos, and they pushed it off to Shabbos B'Shabbos, they pushed it off to after Shabbos, and Rabbi said, Helvin Nidche Yidacha. I told you, Blazer Rabbeisha, Rabbi Zavta told him that there wasn't the Maisa. The Maisa was that he didn't want to be Eike Tishabav, only when Tishabav comes out on Shabbos, then Rabbi held Helvin Nidche Yidacha, since you're anyway pushing off Tishabav, they can't fast on Shabbos, so you push it off completely. And that was Lahegulei Chacham, and they'll know. Even though you can't fast on Shabbos, you have Tishlum and after Shabbos. That was the Machlokes. Not that he wanted to be Eker Tishabav completely. That's the Gemara. So Ksam Sefer, in Arachayim Simla Megimel, he asked the Kasha, you know that any time Tishabav comes down on Shabbos, Shavasa B'Tamas also comes down on Shabbos. Shavasa B'Tamas and Tishabav are always on the same day of the week. So if he held of a Svar of Helv Nitche Yidacha, so why didn't he say that Svar for Shavasa B'Tamas? Why did he wait to Tishabav? Elam, are you going to say he did say for Shavasa B'Tamas? So why did the Gemara say that? Vikish Laka Shavasa B'Tamas. Elam, they were made in that case, but they weren't, because we see that we, on Shavasa B'Tamas, we also push it off, and we do fast on Sunday. So Vaisdais, we hold that once, we don't say Helvinitchi Yidacha by Shavasa B'Tamas. So if Rebbe held of Helvinitchi Yidacha by Tishabav, why wouldn't he hold away from Shavasa B'Tamas? He should have had that Machlaikis 3 weeks earlier, by Shavasa B'Tamas, and then they wouldn't have to add that Machlokes by Tisha B'Av. So what's the pshat? A very interesting question. So the Chasam Sofer says, there's a Svar L'Chalik. By Shavasa B'Tamas, it's all Beinim Mitzarim, it's all days of Avelos. So even though it was Nidchef and Shavasa B'Tamas, but Shavasa B'Tamas is also an appropriate day to fast, because these are the days between the time that the city was broken into and the time of the Churban Habayis, it's the 3 weeks, so Mele, you should fast on the 18th. By Shavasa by Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av came in a Shabbos, you didn't fast on Tisha B'Av, Yud B'Av is already after the Avelus. Yud B'Av is already after the Avelus. So Mele Rebbe held Hel V'Nidche Yidach. And that's the same Sefer. Teretz, he says an interesting Techezhin based on that. Der Samech, it's an Uchus Tainis Perkei Elach Avav. He also asks the same Kashem. He says an interesting Teretz. He says the Mabit in Kiryat Sefer holds that there's an Issa Deraisa to fast on Shabbos, but only if you're going to fast the entire Shabbos, all 24 hours. If you eat by night and you fast by day, then there's no Issa D'Raisa. And that's how he explains why you can have a Tanis Chaleim on Shabbos, because you're not fasting 24 hours. You're just fasting the day, and that's not an Issa D'Raisa. So Mela, Zakt the Arsameach, so Shivasa B'Tamas is not a 24-hour fast. So Be'etzim, you could do it on Shabbos. Now, you don't do it on Shabbos, but Be'etzim, we could. So there's no Svar to say, Hel V'Nidche Yidacha. If you'd say, Hel V'Nidche Yidacha, then we'd fast on Shabbos. Because it's not an Issa D'Raisa, only fasting the day. So Mele, that's why Shivasa B'Tamas B'Chol doesn't pass Hel V'Nidche Yidacha, because you really could fast on that. But Tisha B'Av, which is a 24-hour fast, and that Yitaka can't do on Shabbos Midaraisa, that's an Emes HaDechia. It's an Emes HaDechia, so there's more of a Svar of Hel V'Nidche Yidacha, and that's why Rebbe said it Dafka by Tisha B'Av and not by Yizayim B'Tamas.